Budapest. Hungary will shut down its only nuclear power plant for the first time in more than 4 decades after record low water levels in the Danube River made it impossible to safely cool its reactors. Prime Minister Peter Magyar announced that the PAK's nuclear power plant will be completely powered down on Sunday. Since it began operating 44 years ago, the facility has never undergone a full shutdown. It generates nearly half of Hungary's electricity, making it the backbone of the country's power supply. The plant, located south of Budapest, depends on water from the Danube River to cool its 4 Soviet-era reactors. However, prolonged heat and drought have caused the river to drop to historic lows, leaving the cooling system unable to draw enough water for safe operation. According to the government, electricity generation at the plant fell sharply over the past 2 days. Output dropped to 965 megawatts on Friday before falling further to just 240 megawatts overnight, compared with its normal capacity of around 2,000 megawatts. Officials said that the plant must stop operating if the river level at PAX reaches minus 134 centimeters. Forecasts indicate the water level could fall to minus 144 centimeters, breaking the previous record of minus 98 centimeters set in 2018. The Danube, Europe's second longest river, has been severely affected by months of unusually hot and dry weather. The situation has forced Hungary to impose water use restrictions in more than 100 cities and towns. The government has also urged industries with high water consumption to voluntarily reduce usage to ease pressure on available supplies. The prolonged drought has affected more than just energy production. Low river levels have disrupted cargo shipping, tourism, farming, and industrial activity, adding further strain to Hungary's already weak economic growth. Neighboring Slovakia is also monitoring the situation closely. Slovakia Prime Minister Robert Fico said that his government was prepared to assist if needed. Europe has faced repeated heatwaves since May, with June recording some of the continent's most intense temperatures. Climate researchers have linked the extreme conditions to human-driven climate change, warning that such events are becoming more frequent and more severe.